Hello, everybody. I am Bill Buckmaster, along with Ed Alexander. Ed is engineering the show on the other side of the glass. Just because he's a glass pane away doesn't mean we don't appreciate Ed on the other side of our soundproof glass. It is the midweek edition of Buckmaster on Wednesday, December 17th, 2014. Hope you're having a good week so far. And yes, Christmas Eve will be 1 week from today. And to all of our Jewish friends, happy Hanukkah as the Hanukkah season gets underway. We're on AM 1030 KVOI, The Voice. We are live streaming the show at BuckmasterShow.com and KVOI.com. I love the live streaming, which means you don't need to be in front of a radio, whether in your car or at home or wherever. But if you're around a computer, you can live stream really anywhere in the world. And people do that with the Buckmaster Show. And we're available, of course, 24/7 on my website, buckmastershow.com, where we have the complete archive of everything we have done with this program as we push toward 4-year anniversary coming up the first week of January. During the noon hour today, a newsmaker interview with Pima County Supervisor Richard Elias. Mr. Elias is with me in studio. He is always a good sport about taking any questions and comments that you might have on our live line, 790-2040. Coming up at 12:30, our monthly segment on animal care, and then we'll close out the show with David Modier. Mr. Modier is the general manager of the Central Arizona Project. We also invite you to check us out on Facebook and become a friend of the show. Supervisor Elias, how are you?
I'm doing great, Bill, and thank you for inviting me to be on your show. And it's always nice to be back here at KVOI, and I'm hoping Santa comes by and is generous with his jolly goodwill to everybody here.
I hope so. Thank you very much. You had an op-ed piece about Pima County and the anti-smoking proposal that really has gone, how do we say it? I mean, it's all over the country. People have been talking about this, and it was postponed till February, but you had an op-ed, I think it was in Sunday's paper. You are not on board on this thing at all.
No, I think it's a really bad idea. And let me start off by saying that I do smoke, and I think it's a horrible habit. And quite honestly, it's an addiction, and I would encourage everybody to stop smoking, and I've tried many times myself. I'm going to continue to try. And I really think that's the crux of the matter. If we have too many people who are at Pima County as employees that are smoking, then I think we need to have a really aggressive program to help people stop smoking.
So the revised addition of this that would come back in February would have to do with insurance, correct?
Well, Mr. Huckleberry outlined a couple ideas that he has for bringing it back in February on Monday. But it includes, you know, a surcharge to anybody who's hired as a new hire for smoking. If they smoke, then they'd pay a $90 per month surcharge just because they smoke. And they would also be subject to increased insurance rates, as would all employees if they do smoke. So the question becomes, how do you enforce that? Last time we had this proposal in front of us, or last week's proposal, you know, included your supervisor, you know, enforcing that. I don't know how you're going to do that. You know, that sounds like 1070 to me. If you're reasonably suspicious, you're reasonably suspicious. And so that's a bad thing. But I'd also say that, you know, where does that line stop then? Who else is going to become questionable? People who have a cocktail, people who are overweight. This is what self-insurance has brought us. Frankly, these are the decisions that shadow decision makers and insurance companies make on a regular basis. Pima County is very public and very transparent. So consequently, these decisions have to be made in public. Welcome to the world of insurance and why and how we have so many problems that we face in our country in terms of trying to decide how we're going to properly take care of people's health.
Yeah, I think this thing really sets a dangerous precedent. Whether or not you believe that smoking should be banned in public places. But this goes on. This is too. It many would say it goes just too far. And I mean, what is next? Are we going to start asking everybody who applies for a job to take some kind of a DNA test to see if you may be susceptible for some kind of disease or something?
Right. You know, and I have a record of voting in favor of every anti-smoking measure that's ever been put in front of me, because I believe it is a horrible habit and I believe people should not smoke. But the precedent that we set with this is truly horrible. It really puts us in a position where we are dealing with people's private lives and how they live and the private choices that they make. And it's also a function of all of us not understanding the notion of addiction and how we best fight back against that. And it's an aberration of what public health policies have been about throughout the history of the United States. Whether Republican or Democrat, our notions of health disparities and public health have always been about educating people and helping them stop habits or behaviors that are risky or represent the creation of disparities in health for all of us. We need to encourage people to stop smoking. We maybe even need to spend some money on better programs designed at nicotine replacement, designed at assisting smokers to stop. Our human resources director said, this is not a punitive proposal that we're putting on the table. He said that in the Arizona Daily Star. Frankly, this was nothing but punitive, and that's the real problem behind it.
All right, we'll see what happens with this, whether there is going to be any further changes or whether this will even live to see the light of day in February when it comes back. I know you want to make a comment about Martha McSally, our new congresswoman-elect. It's no secret you were a big supporter of Ron Barber, but now we've got a change in leadership now in Congress representing the 2nd Congressional District.
And I'd really like to congratulate Congressperson McSally and wish her well and let her know that Pima County is here to help her in her transition. And certainly appreciate the service of Congressman Barber as well. And I thank him for having represented my family and for having represented many of the folks who live in District 5. But elections are elections. McSally has won. I think we acknowledge that and congratulate her and wish her the best, because we need to have good congressional representation for every single person in Pima County. And I think I just want to make sure that she understands that me personally, even though I supported Ron, I wish her well, and I hope that she has great success.
790-2040, 790-2040. And Supervisor Elias, ready and able to take your calls. Ed, I think this would be a good place to actually take our first break. I know it's a minute or two early, but I want to get into something completely different with Supervisor Elias after the break, and we'll be right back. Thank you very much.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
The important message you're about to hear is brought to you by Al Zaragoza, the voice of Culligan Water in Southern Arizona.
Is your water hard to live with? Are you tired of water that tastes bad and smells bad too? Do you have hard water buildup on your shower walls, tile, and faucets? Are you tired of dry skin and dull hair? Are you tired of dingy laundry? What about premature replacing of faucets, fixtures, dishwashers, and water heaters? Well, it's time to do something about it, and Culligan Water of Tucson has a solution. A high-efficiency water softener that can eliminate these problems for $9.95 per month for the first 3 months rental with an annual service agreement. It's easy. Call Culligan Water at 792-9700 for complete details on this introductory offer. This is a limited time offer, so call us today and start enjoying all the benefits and the savings of a Culligan High Efficiency Water Softener now. Remember, 792-9700 or visit us at arizonaculligan.com. Culligan, better water, pure and simple.
The Regional Transportation Authority has completed more than 570 projects to date. Our projects range from new roadway lanes to new transit services, plus new sidewalks and bike lanes. The Regional Transportation Authority also funds crosswalks for added pedestrian safety and new signal technology to keep people and goods moving. We're improving safety and regional mobility for you. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. More at rtamobility.com.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Noble Hops is Tucson's original gastro pub, serving an impressive menu of craft beer and fine fare. Choose from more than 175 beers from around the world, plus wine and a full bar. Enjoy delicious soups, salads, burgers, sandwiches, hearty entrees, and more. Craft beer, fine fare, great service, and stunning views. Noble Hops, perfect for lunch, dinner, happy hour, late night, and any time in between. Open daily at La Cañada and Lambert Lane in Oro Valley.
Want the best care for your companion animal? Then Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson is the place for specialty vets for your special pet. With a state-of-the-art, award-winning facility, only the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson delivers compassionate, comprehensive veterinary emergency and specialty care 24/7 in a wide range of fields. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson at North La Cañada Drive at West River or online at vscott.com. That's V-S-C-O-T.com.
The Rug Gallery's extensive collection of new and antique rugs has earned an international reputation and has been featured on the cover of Christie's magazine, as well as many of the world's most respected carpet and textile publications. The Rug Gallery thanks Tucson for their support over the past 27 years as the place to see fine Persian and top quality imported and antique rugs at competitive, affordable prices. With its huge selection of hand-woven rugs from around the globe, the Rug Gallery has rugs just right for your home or the largest palace. The Rug Gallery is located in the Jostler Center at the northwest corner of River and Campbell and on the web at ruggalleryaz.com. Also, look for us on Facebook. Call 571-RUGS, that's 571-7847.
Tucson Desert Art Museum, Tucson's newest art museum, is home to one of the premier collections of pre-1940s Navajo and Hopi textiles, exquisite classic and contemporary paintings and photography, early maps and historic artifacts. Visualize history through art at Tucson Desert Art Museum on East Tankerverde Road at Sabino Canyon Road, just west of Udall Park, and on the web at TucsonDart.com. That's TucsonDart.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, this portion presented by our friends over in Silver City in Grant County. They've been very good to us here on the Buckmaster Show, and we ask you, give them a chance. Check it out. If you have not been over to that corner of New Mexico, a lot of people kind of just head right for Santa Fe or Taos, but Silver City and Grant County, lot to offer, historic area of southwest New Mexico. It's only 3 hours east of Tucson, basically, and really a totally different environment. The Gila Cliff Dwellings National Monument, the great shopping in historic Silver City. Check out southwestnewmexico.org, has the full list of places to stay, like Agave Ridge Retreat and Fayetteville Hot Springs Resort, and also the many things to do there on the website. Richard Elias, Pima County Supervisor, is with us. He's taken our advice. You've gone over to Silver City, haven't you?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My family goes over there pretty much on a regular basis, and we enjoy it because it's different, but there's great history there. The university there always has interesting things going on as well. But the Gila Wilderness area has become a place that's embedded itself deep in our hearts.
Good eating, too. They've got some great restaurants in downtown Silver City. And, of course, there's that age-old question with the chilies, the red or the green. And it seems like each restaurant, when you ask, which is the hottest? They're going to get a different answer.
Every day it's a little bit different.
Every day it's different, whether the green or the red is the hot one.
We certainly enjoy that aspect of it,
well,
too.
Well, certainly one of the hot issues for the Pima County Board of Supervisors in the autumn, last couple of months, has been this thing over gifts going to nonprofits. Let me read you from the Allie Miller's latest newsletter. Supervisor Miller writes, while supervisors Carol, Bronson, Elias, and Valadez continue to allow the option of using taxpayer monies from their budgets to be donated to their favorite charities, I have repeatedly urged the board to stop the practice altogether. The Goldwater Institute has stated the current practice is a violation of Arizona Constitution gift clause, and I firmly believe money spent without a contract for public benefit lacks transparency in our local government. Pima County is the only county in Arizona which allocates funds in this way. Your reaction, Richard Elias?
Well, actually, we have made some changes to the rule, and we're waiting for some more changes to come forward. And that's been good. Transparency is fine. A lot of people think that in terms of District 5, my office, that it's about leftover money. Actually, not true. We budget each year to give a certain amount of money to nonprofits, governments, and other types of agencies that serve the public interest. These are not government, anti-government think tanks or people who sit around a plain office. These are agencies that get out and do work in our community. And frankly, that work is important to the residents of District 5. We have many residents who are low income. And the amount of money that's been removed from outside agencies as well as CDBG since 2008 has been stunning. And folks in my district have needs. I don't believe that it's wrong to assist our youth in trying to improve their educational opportunities. I don't think it's wrong to assist our elderly in having a few more meals and being protected a little better in their later years, lots of times when they don't have money available to them. So to write this off in such a cavalier manner as if these are donations to charity, that's just ludicrous. And it's a practice, I think, that needs to go on. And we need to make sure that we are perfectly legal. And the county attorney's office has offered an opinion that we are fine and everything we have been doing is legal. But let's be real. If we are going to be chastised for having assisted young people in their lives, in terms of school and getting a better chance to succeed, then I'm guilty. It's okay. Doesn't bother me. I'm a believer that people can improve their lives. I think we should try and do that as part of government.
790-2040, 790-2040. Jerry would like to speak with Richard Elias. Jerry is on the live line. Go ahead, Jerry.
Oh, hello, Mr. Elias, Supervisor Elias, and Mr. Buckmaster.
Hi.
But one thing you forgot to mention, Mr. Elias, is the Planned Parenthood that you donated to. So I can understand those other individuals that you're giving to, but some people don't necessarily agree with Planned Parenthood, and I want your take on that. Thank you.
Okay.
I understand that some people don't or disagree politically with Planned Parenthood. Frankly, I think family planning is an important part of that safety net, and women's health in general is an important part of that safety net. So the work that Planned Parenthood does is important on many levels, completely unrelated to terminating pregnancies. The work that they do is critical it's something that we cannot continue to exist without. My mother taught me that family planning changed her life. And for that generation of women, it changed the way they could love their husbands, the way they could plan for their future, the way they could raise their children and educate them and keep them healthy. That is something I will always remember. And my family is Catholic, and we're firm believers in faith. And my mother was a dear soul, in paz descanso, who cared very much about women's health. And when I was criticized from time to time about Planned Parenthood, she told me to stay firm and to stay strong because it is about women's health and they need to be protected. And those changes we can't go back on. The reality is that folks have been terminating pregnancies for thousands of years. Prior to Roe v. Wade, poor women died, rich women lived. That's an inequity that we should not allow. Very sad, a great, huge moral dilemma, no doubt. I understand that. But in terms of government, we have to be respectful of women's health. And I think that's an important facet of helping to provide for folks in terms of a safety net here in this country.
So the new policy would be that each supervisor would bring forth the item, and then the full board would vote on whether or not to allocate the funds. Is that kind of what we're looking at?
Actually, that's currently what we have in place.
Okay.
We changed the rule. Changed the rule based on a motion that I made to ask every supervisor to bring expenditures like that to the board for ratification, because actually they've already been approved as part of the general budget back in June and codified later on in June with the final budget, and then paid for with a tax levy. So honestly, those things have already been approved. But to go back and make sure that everybody understands, just to be on the correct side, that's what I put forth. We're waiting to see what Mr. Huckleberry and staff brings forward to check in with folks about how we should change this policy further.
How do you look for in 2015? Are you hoping for kind of better relations with all the board members? Kind of one of your New Year's wishes?
Oh, I sincerely hope that we all improve our relationships and continue on with the good leadership that Pima County has had. You know, I think this board has been a solid policymaking board here at Pima County in the time that I've been on it. We've worked together hard with folks from different parties, and sure, there's difficult times, and sure, there's animosity that's created by that sometimes. But frankly, I think Pima County was able to withstand itself throughout one of the greatest fiscal challenges the United States has faced in its history. And we did a good job compared to a lot of other local governments, especially here in Arizona. Do we have problems? Absolutely. I understand that. But those are things that we can work on and correct, and we need to have some serious discussion, especially about road money and how we can make improvements to our roads so that we continue to have safe roads and roads that help our businesses be successful.
And our road money, that obviously will be one of the big issues, won't it? Certainly the smoking will carry over into 2015, but the road money issue will be a big one.
Absolutely. We've got to find a funding source that's equitable for everybody. And the small amount of money that we kick in from our general fund, frankly, does not work well for districts like my own, where the vast majority of people live in a different jurisdiction and get absolutely no return from, let's say, paving neighborhood streets in faraway places that they never drive on.
All right, Supervisor Richard Elias, we're going to wrap it up with you here as we reach the midway point of the Buckmaster Show. On behalf of all of us here at KVOI, we wish you and all of the Pima County Board of Supervisors wish you all well in the holiday season and into 2015, and hope it's a very productive year for all of us. Thank you, Supervisor.
Thank you, Bill, and I thank you for the service that KVOI provides to all of us. And I know there's a lot of folks who have programs on here that don't necessarily agree with my particular views, but I respect them, I wish them well, and I think it's all part of the American discourse and politics, and I'm proud to just have a small part in it, and I'll continue to care about Pima County, I'll continue to care about the city of Tucson for as long as I live, and I know you do, Bill, and that's one of the reasons I have great respect for you, and that's one of the reasons I hope Santa's extra nice to you.
I hope so, too. Thank you so much, Richard. Have a great Christmas season. Thanks a lot. All right, we'll be back on the Buckmaster Show, one of my favorite topics, talking about companion animals. We'll talk with Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson's Dr. Benita Eichelberger. That's next.
Five Star Termite and Pest Control is announcing they now have pigeon services with a pigeon poem. Pigeons procreate prodigiously, producing up to 8 progeny per year. Perching precariously, they plaster half their weight in poop per day. Poop collects, creating a problem with parasites and pestilence. Employ Five Star Pest Control's Pigeon Trapping and Exclusion Program, and you'll be pleased. Whew, getting through that was way harder than you might think. Call Five Star at 886-0045 and visit fivestartermite.com.
We know what bugs you.
Hey, we're at this incredible event put on by who else but Arizona Party Rental. Everybody who's anybody is here.
Aren't you?
Don Pooley.
You're
Janos Wilder.
I know that face.
Bruce Beach.
Hey there.
Bill Harlow.
Great to see you.
Bert Williams.
I thought I just saw you.
Diana Cannon.
Thanks for coming.
David Sleuth.
You look familiar.
Dave Fitzsimmons.
Gosh, it's great to see
Chris
you.
Chris Edwards.
Hey, come on in.
John Feeney.
I didn't know you were coming.
Bill Hussey.
You're
Joseph Blair.
Hey, how you doing?
Bill Viner.
I know that face.
Hey, it's Brian Jeffries.
Aren't you?
Ryan Hansen.
Hey, this is Ken Flower. You can join the party too. Go to ArizonaPartyRental.net.
As a small business owner, I know the importance of a certified public accountant you can trust. That's why I recommend my CPA, Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates, proud sponsors of the Buckmaster Show. Located at 2919 East Broadway and on the web at flowersrieger.com or follow the live link on buckmastershow.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours, but no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word compare to 51313. Fly Tucson, it's the way to go.
Devereaux, Arizona inspires hope in the lives of the most vulnerable members of our community, our children. In Pima County, there are more than 4,000 children in foster care that need your help. Devereaux, Arizona's foster care program gives you the training and support you need to make a difference in the life of a child. Donate, volunteer, or become a foster parent. Find out how at devereauxarizona.org or call 520-296-5551.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
Jerry!
What's wrong?
The client conference call is right now.
I thought it was next week.
I don't have the presentation ready.
Okay. Blame the internet. Say it went out.
They'll never believe that. They know we have Cox Business. Our internet is too reliable and is 100 times faster than basic DSL.
Say customer service is closed.
Cox Business has 24/7 support.
Well, say it would take too long to get a technician here.
No, they know the award-winning customer service is local. They told us to get Cox Business.
The call has started.
Good morning.
I forgot about this meeting. We have terrific internet.
Get Cox Business Internet and Voice for only $99 per month. Speed options up to 100 times faster than basic DSL. Plus, get your first month free. Visit coxbusiness.com and switch today. Ends 1/4/15. Price excludes taxes, fees, and may be subject to minimum service requirements. Visit coxbusiness.com for internet speed options and details. Actual speeds vary. Other restrictions apply.
Ready to do some antiquing? If you love a special one-of-a-kind object like I do, I strongly suggest Adobe House Antique, specializing in early 20th century European and American art, and they have the best selection in town of antique light fixtures. Adobe House Antiques in the Jostler Design Building at 2700 North Campbell, 325-9439, and on the web at adobehouseantiques.com.
Hi, this is Sean McCluskey, co-owner and designated broker for Rincon Ventures. If you're a rental owner by choice or by accident, and you're looking to hire or change property management companies, consider Rincon Ventures. We employ an aggressive web-based advertising strategy to market your rental. We thoroughly screen prospective tenants and conduct routine property inspections. Our online system gives tenants the ability to pay rent and file maintenance requests instantly over the web. Our owners can use the same system to instantly check on their properties. Call Rincon Ventures at 881-2258 or visit us on the web at rvprop.com.
Welcome back to the Buckmaster Show, where once a month we focus on animal care issues. The segment is about specialty animal care, presented by Veterinary Specialty Center at Tucson, an award-winning facility open 24/7 and recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, located at North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. And joining us on this month's animal care segment, Dr. Benita Eichelberger, veterinary radiologist at Veterinary Specialty Center Tucson. Dr. Eichelberger, how are you today?
Great. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for talking with us about really radiology and how it affects the animal world. And I know that it really has changed your profession. A lot of the computerization has really made things so much easier for getting a really good picture of our animal friends, correct?
This is correct. We definitely have been able to take the advances and really borrowing a lot of the information that we've had from our human counterparts and really apply that to animals. And so now what we have available is many more resources than what we had before, and it really does complement some of the imaging modalities and other diagnostics that are performed for your pets.
We have heard about computerized or computed tomography. What is that?
Computed tomography, it may also be referred to as CAT scan or CT scan, and computed tomography is an X-ray based imaging modality, so it uses the same technology that X-rays uses. It utilizes, in addition to the X-rays, computer technology to create numerous slices of your pet based upon circling X-ray projections. From these projections, these images can then be reconstructed using the computer into different planes, and also we can make 3D image models of the area that we are imaging. Like X-rays, CT scan does use ionizing radiation, and although the effects of radiation are minimal to your pets, there are risks associated with ionizing radiation, and we do take this into consideration when performing the studies.
So I was just going to say, we hear a lot about MRI, and I think people confuse CT, the CAT scan, and MRI. Could you kind of clarify that and what are we talking about when it comes to animal care, difference with these?
Yes. MRI is also called magnetic resonance imaging, and it is an imaging modality that does not use radiation. It actually uses the relaxation of tissues within your body or in our pet's body, and what occurs is there's a strong magnetic field that the animal is placed in, and this field is applied to orient the hydrogen atoms to the magnetic field. The substance in our body and in our animals' bodies that contain the most hydrogen is water. And since we know the inherent properties of hydrogen atoms, we can exploit this and cause the hydrogen atoms to align within the magnetic field. After aligning the hydrogen atoms, we apply radio waves from an external source. And so between the radio waves and the magnetic field, these interact with the hydrogen atoms, causing the hydrogen atoms to absorb and release energy. And from that release of energy and absorption of energy, we are able to create an image using a lot of complicated mathematical computations. And we can also change the radio wave application to emphasize different tissue characteristics.
So why would a veterinarian recommend CT or MRI, and why couldn't we just get the information through X-ray?
That's a really good question, and X-rays are really a good starting point, but there are limitations with X-rays. What we're taking with an X-ray is really just a 2D model, and we are all 3D projections of ourselves, and so there is quite a bit of superimposition of tissues. And then there's a lot of structures in our body that are very complex. For instance, the skull is a very complex structure, and because of that, using computed tomography or MRI to evaluate the skull, to evaluate the brain, is much easier. We get better detail, and we may get the information that we necessarily won't get with X-rays. For instance, bone, for us to really perceive on an X-ray bone loss, we need to see 50% bone loss to see that on a radiograph, whereas we can see early changes either by MRI or CT with a bone lesion. So it's earlier detection. We may not be detecting the abnormalities with radiographs or X-rays, and so we will use these as an additional step, as the next diagnostic step.
How do our four-legged friends take to this? I mean, are there some limitations on getting the animal all situated and ready for scanning?
Oh, absolutely. So, unfortunately, we definitely do have some limitations with what we can tell our animals. It would be nice if we could tell the animals to hold still, take a deep breath. That would be great, but we can't. And so we do have to give at least sedation and possibly general anesthesia to get the studies performed. For the CT scans, many of the studies are relatively quick. For some of the CT scans, we can complete the studies in less than 5 minutes. And because of that, many times we only need sedation for the studies to get it done. But we do definitely need the animals to hold still. For longer studies, we may need to use general anesthesia. MRI, those studies are typically somewhere between 30 minutes to 1 hour, maybe a little bit longer. So they are longer studies, and sedation just doesn't suffice. So we definitely do need general anesthesia to perform those studies.
Dr. Bonita Eichelberger with us, a veterinary radiologist at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. Are you looking primarily for tumors? Would that be the main reason you would employ the CT or the MRI?
Oh, it's just about any reason that you would go and see your physician to get a CAT scan, CT scan, or MRI would be the same reasons why we would perform those studies for your pets. It's not just tumor. Definitely, we do use both those imaging modalities to evaluate for tumors, whether that's a tumor in the bone, looking to see if there's been cancer spread into the lungs, to see if there is a tumor in the spinal cord, to see if there is a tumor, or to find if there's another type of abnormality in the brain. So we do use these imaging modalities just like would be used in human medicine. So it's really limitless in what we can use these imaging modalities for.
And I would assume that I know that your veterinary specialty center has all the latest equipment. This equipment that wouldn't necessarily be in your neighborhood veterinary doctor's office.
This is correct, and we are very fortunate that we do have a very, very nice CT scanner and MRI here at Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson. And it wasn't that long ago that these imaging modalities were not even available at the specialty center, but we are very fortunate to see that there's more of these imaging modalities are that are being available, and typically they are either at veterinary teaching hospitals associated with a veterinary school or at specialty referral centers. These are typically not modalities that you would be seeing at your veterinarian's office.
Thank you very much, Dr. Eichelberger, for sharing some information with us about MRIs and CAT scans in our cats and dogs. Thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Eichelberger with the Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, an award-winning facility that's open 24/7, recognized as the best place to bring your sick or injured pet, North La Cañada Drive and West River Road, and on the web at vscot.com. Veterinary Specialty Center of Tucson, specialty vets for special pets. We'll be right back.
Today's rapidly changing world brings challenges and opportunities. At Pima Community College, we are working with business and community leaders to develop programs that provide the right training for today's high-demand jobs. Whether the goal is a new career, transferring to a four-year college, or lifelong learning, Pima Community College can help you open the door to new opportunities.
For more information, call 206-4500 or visit pima.edu.
How would you like to help people in our community who are in need and save money on your taxes? The Arizona Charitable Tax Credit keeps your tax dollars in Tucson when you direct it to a qualifying charity. Individuals may donate up to $200 and married filing jointly up to $400. Receive a dollar-for-dollar credit that will reduce your Arizona state income tax. This could also be claimed on your federal taxes. Help local charities like Teen Outreach Pregnancy Services, Big Brothers Big Sisters of Tucson, and others. Go to azcharitytaxcredit.org.
See the world under glass at Biosphere 2. Step inside this living laboratory to explore how today's biggest environmental questions are being answered and enjoy the view. Experience the new Ocean Gallery featuring the Return to the Sea of Cortez exhibit. Bigger questions, better answers. The University of Arizona Biosphere 2. Open daily. Visit biosphere2.org for details.
Oh, Donner, easy blitzen. Slower, slower. Oh, reindeer poop.
Perfection Auto Works. Santa, it's been a while.
It's about to sleigh, Mike.
Time for those iridium reindeer plugs we talked about?
No, minor front end damage. The reindeer brakes just wouldn't hold.
Okay, hang on. Hello, Merles? Full brake set for a... Hang on a minute. Santa, what year is that sleigh? Okay. Merles, listen. Full brake set for a 37 sleigh. No, including the rotors. A full set. Okay. Santa, major tune-up as long as you're going to be here?
Why not? Talk to me about that Jado bottle again.
Perfection Auto Works. From the hood to the trunk latch. From sleigh brakes to motor mounts. PerfectionAutoWorks.com or 323-8650. That's 323-8650.
Sunlink Streetcar, Sun Shuttle, Twin Peaks Interchange, Valencia Road, Houghton Road, Saharita Road, McGee Road. Just a few examples of projects funded through the Regional Transportation Authority. Since voter approval of the RTA plan in 2006, the RTA and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 570 projects to make our transportation network safer and less congested. Better roads, better transit, better choices, a better future. Learn more at rtamobility.com.
Ah, it's 6 a.m. and my flight leaves for Denver in 2 hours. But no need to rush. Because I'm flying out of Tucson, I have some extra me time, which means I can relax and start my day the way I love to start every day, with a run, a hot shower, and breakfast with my family, not a 2-hour drive in rush hour traffic.
Flying from Tucson International Airport is convenient and cost-effective. Check out our cost comparison calculator at flytucson.com or text the word COMPARE to 51313. Fly Tucson. It's the way to go.
Vero Mori is Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, where every flavorful pizza, pasta, panini, and salad
is homemade using the finest local and imported ingredients. And now at Vero Amore's lovely new location within the remodeled Plaza Palomino at Swan and Fort Lowell, Vero Amore is proud to announce an expanded menu and bar offerings with 16 microbrews on tap and 14 keg wines, along with two separate cooler rooms to keep the beverages at just the right temperature. Vero Amore, Plaza Palomino, and on Dove Mountain Boulevard in Marana, plus a full catering menu and mobile pizza truck for parties and events. Vero Amore on the web at veroamore.com. Back to the Buckmaster Show, where once a month we do our Arizona Water Quarterly, talking about what many would be consider the most important resource, and that is water. The Arizona Water Quarterly is presented by the Central Arizona Project, Your Water, Your Future. And joining us now on the Buckmaster Show live line, David Modier, the general manager of the Central Arizona Project. David, joining us on the live line from Phoenix. David, how are you?
I'm doing real well this holiday season. It's glad to be back talking with you.
Thank you, David. And the last time we spoke, we were talking about preparation CAP is making to address the drought along the Colorado River. Any new information you'd like to share with our listeners?
Well, I think there is new information. While I can't report that we've seen any major snowfalls or anything yet that would help raise the level in Lake Mead, what I can report is that the lower basin states, Nevada, California, and Arizona, have, along with the state agencies in those three states, have assigned a memorandum of understanding whereupon each one of us will commit to leave certain volumes of water in Lake Mead over the next 2 years, which we hope will take a step into beginning to address the continual decline of Lake Mead, but hopefully in the short term, we hope that it might stave off a shortage declaration for perhaps another year beyond the anticipated year of 2017. But it's a small step, saving about 700 and some thousand acre-foot of water in Lake Mead over the next 2 years. But it's a first step. It's the first time that we've been able to get all three states to agree on a set of principles and commit to saving certain volumes of water that they would normally take and use, but instead leave it in the reservoir to keep the level of the reservoir up. So it's not the miracle snowfall or the miracle decade of snowfalls that we need, but it certainly is a major step in getting cooperation between the three states to recognize the serious potential impact that the drought has on the Colorado River and taking steps, real steps, to save water and hopefully keep the river vitally flowing for us over the next few years.
How would you characterize right now, David, as we close out 2014, the drought situation here in the Southwest?
Well, I don't think there's a great improvement of what it has been over the past year. We've seen a little bit more rainfall in the last few months, and that rainfall in tributaries into the lower basin into Lake Mead have raised the level of water in Lake Mead by about 3 feet. So it's been positive, but it's nowhere near what we need to stave off the real shortage that's impending. And the rainfalls that we've all been getting here in Phoenix and Tucson, and particularly in California, have really been snowfalls that have impacted mostly California and very minorly the upper reaches of the Colorado, which is where we need the snowpack. We have gotten some snow, but it's only, if it stayed in that level going forward, it only reached somewhere near a normal year, and we need much more than a normal year.
What was this deal with CAP and the city of Phoenix trying to replace a portion of the city's CAP water delivery?
Well, the city of Phoenix has given indication to us from their leadership, their mayor and others, and their water services department, that they would like to be a participant in trying to address the issues that are created by this drought in the Colorado, because it's just like Tucson. It's a substantial part of their water portfolio, and anything that we can do to address the drought in the Colorado and on Lake Mead, they want to be a participant. And I think we want everyone who benefits from the Colorado River to eventually participate in some fashion whatsoever. So Phoenix came to us and said, we would like to do something, and we were able to work out a way in which we will leave 15,000 acre-foot of their normal take off the Colorado behind in Lake Mead as a first step, and hopefully we will work agreements with Phoenix and other cities, including the city of Tucson, to help in this effort where everyone needs to participate in getting past this drought and into a sustainable Colorado River.
David, we have spoken many times about the Navajo Generating Station and how important that power is. It generates, after all, the power to the Central Arizona Project. Has the EPA released its nitrogen oxide standards for the Navajo Generating Station?
Yes, and the ruling that was issued by the EPA, while it still is going through a period of some litigation over it, has been made final. In recent months, and basically the ruling accepts the determination that was made under the technical working group negotiations, and I'd say 99% of that agreement was accepted as the better than BART rule, and the EPA has issued that rule and it has become final, although there have been several environmental groups that have filed suit against the EPA over the issuance of that rule. So while it very good news on it. It's not completely over yet, but the odds of prevailing, which has never happened against an EPA-issued rule, are probably not very positive. So we're very happy with the ruling and look forward to the opportunity to keep NGS open through its useful life, which is approximately 2044.
So the EPA had some recent regulations on carbon dioxide emissions from power plants. This is more good news, I guess, in that area, huh?
Well, it is. I mean, they issued the rule on power plants for retail marketers of electricity like TEP in June, and that was a very detrimental rule that was issued at that point in time, or a preliminary rule that was issued at that point in time, because it required Arizona to reduce the emissions of carbon dioxide more than any other state in the union. You know, and it was very burdensome, and I'm not sure that they would meet that. We were concerned at that point in time because they did not issue a rule on power plants on tribal lands, and there are four of those plants in the country. So we were waiting to see whether we would get a similar ruling or not, and in October they issued, or November they issued their rule on tribal land power plants, and for the Navajo Generating Station, they accepted the conditions that are being created by the rule on the regional haze, the technical work group agreement, and recognized that it would reduce emissions of carbon dioxide as well as the nitrous oxides by one-third, and therefore they found the plant, when that rule becomes effective in 2019 for us, that we will meet the carbon rules. So there will be no additional cost imposed on the Navajo Generating Station for meeting the carbon dioxide emissions rule.
And the new board has been elected, correct, to the Central Arizona Project?
That's correct. The elections this year in November were for Pima County and Pinal County, and all but one of the directors that was on there the past 6 years has been reelected, and Carol Zimmerman, who did a wonderful job for us over the years, decided that she would not stand for election. So you have a new board member, Karen Caesar, from Tucson, and we're looking forward to her active participation in board duties and working with her closely.
David, thank you very much. We wish you well in the new year, and of course, have a great holiday season, David Modier. Thanks a lot. Good talking with you, David.
Thank you very much.
David Modier, the head general manager of the Central Arizona Project based in Phoenix. If you're looking for a great auto mechanic, may I recommend Mike Emery and the team at Perfection Auto Works, Midtown location, one block south of Speedway at 1046 North Beverly. I've been over and seen Mike's operation. Fantastic group of mechanics over there. Great, clean working environment. Check it out. PerfectionAutoWorks.com. Also, a shout out to our bottled water provided by Culligan. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan for all your residential and commercial water needs. Thanks, Culligan. All of our in-studio guests get a nice bottle of Culligan water. Everybody appreciates the arrangement. Tomorrow morning, wake up Tucson, and we'll be back at 12:04 with Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon.
Intelligent Talk 24/7, AM 1030, KVOI, Cortero, Tucson. On the web at KVOI.com.